The next installment of Arizona Public Media's Tucson Remember series honors veterans of the Korean War, and we're bringing you some of their stories here on Arizona Spotlight. Shortly after war broke out on June 25, 1950, North Korea's attack overwhelmed the Republic of Korea Army and the few United States troops who were stationed there. With the communists now controlling most of Korea, the U.S. was desperate for reinforcements. Thousands of reservists and draftees were hurriedly shipped to the battlefield. Here are memories of that experience from some Tucson veterans.
We departed out of San Francisco, and of course, when you go under the Bay Bridge, and that's the last time you're going to see any part of the U.S. for who knows how long.
And they boarded 2,000 of us aboard this ship. And I was on the fantail waving. My parents weren't there, but whoever was waving us off. And that was nice until I hit the end of the harbor and the boat started rocketing. And then I had 13 days of interesting trip. I wasn't a sailor. None of us were.
Our first mission was with a crew that we were replacing. And there was a fellow on there that was the left gunner, same place position I'd be flying in. And after bombs away, he said, "Hey, Farrell, look out here." And I looked down and I said, "What is that? This is in the dark. There's a light out there." He said, "It's a MiG." I said, "A MiG?" My heart went right here.
Got a month's leave and left for Korea in mid-May of 1951. I went in as an intelligence officer, but that didn't last too long. And I was taken off of that and then assigned my primary occupational specialty as a combat engineer unit commander. And this is up north, it's just outside of Chorwon, which is within a mile or two of the main line of resistance, so that we were intermittently shot at and keep our heads down, this sort of thing.
We were called replacements. I was just a little young recruit, all squared away. My pack, everything was creased. We were replacing guys that had been in combat, and they looked like they needed relief. Their uniforms were tattered. They were tattered looking. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, I'm going to be like this."
We left Okinawa with something like 31 or 32 F-80s from the two squadrons, flew to Japan, which at that time was the largest mass flight of jets that ever been in the air. Nobody aborted. Everybody was so glad to get off Okinawa, we'd rather go to combat than stay there. Of course, jets were new in combat as far as the United States was concerned, and we were sort of learning as we went.
There was a feeling, I've seen it repeated in writing, that there was a thought that the North Koreans would just sort of run as soon as they saw a few Americans. That wasn't the case. So things got very bad in a hurry.
We just heard the voices of Robert Roach, Albert Bettega, Frank Bud Farrell, Spencer Titley, and Bill Williams. Tucson Remembers the Korean War will air on Thursday, May 28th at 8 p.m. on KUAT Channel 6. We'll bring you more Korean War remembrances in the coming weeks here on Arizona Spotlight.